Inaction by Congress could furlough FAA employees. HAI warns that user fees could be back. And TSA will end explicit scanner images. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 21st, 2011. The space shuttle era came to an end just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time this morning when Atlantis and her crew made a routine landing on runway 15 at Kennedy Space Center in Florida to wrap up mission STS-135. Thanks to the NASA teams that brought us so many great moments over the years. Welcome to the dawn of the private sector space race. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt called on Congress Wednesday to pass a clean extension of the FAA's authorization in order to avoid airport project construction delays and employee furloughs. The current FAA authorization, the 20th consecutive temporary extension passed by Congress, expires at midnight this Friday night. LaHood and Babbitt said they oppose the House's version of reauthorization because it includes controversial provisions that, quote, needlessly threaten critical FAA programs and jeopardize thousands of public and private sector jobs, unquote. LaHood commented, quote, Congress needs to stop playing games, work out its differences, and pass a clean FAA bill immediately. There is no excuse for not getting this done. Important programs and construction projects are at stake. I want to reassure the flying public that during this period, safety will not be compromised, unquote. Babbitt added, quote, we are going to be forced to furlough valuable FAA employees unless this situation is resolved quickly. We need them at work, unquote. If Congress fails to act, about 4,000 employees will be affected, effective Saturday morning. There are two major differences between the House and Senate versions that are holding up the 21st and latest bill to temporarily extend the FAA's authorization and funding. One is an attempt by Republicans in the House to rein in the so-called Essential Air Services Program, a vestige of a 1978 political compromise that got airline deregulation passed. It subsidizes airline service to small communities which lost it in dereg and don't buy enough tickets to make it pencil out for carriers on their own. Aviation Subcommittee Chairman Tom Petri, a Wisconsin Republican, defends the proposed cuts in subsidies for cities located within 90 miles of an existing hub airport. Quote, we in Congress are trying to find a way forward on addressing our deficit and long-term debt issues. But if we can't put an end to these extravagant subsidies, then we will never be able to rein in spending where really hard decisions are necessary. How can we justify subsidies of over $1,000 per passenger or subsidies for communities that are located less than 90 miles from a hub airport, unquote. The other provision Senate Democrats want to include deals with union organizing rules for employees at FedEx. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman John Mica, a Florida Republican, is frustrated. Quote, it is time for the Senate to put the safety of the traveling public above their own political posturing and paybacks to the labor movement. Clearly, some in the Senate have made a political decision to put special interest labor provisions above the safety of our nation's aviation system, unquote. The recent rhetoric by President Obama against the business aviation community has had GA focused mainly on the possible end of accelerated depreciation for business aircraft purchases. But NBAA sounded the alarm a few days ago about the renewed prospect of aviation user fees, and now Helicopter Association International is joining in alerting members to the threat. HAI issued a statement Tuesday which says, in part, quote, at a time when 14 million people are out of work in the U.S., businesses are struggling to meet payroll, and many Americans find it difficult to put food on their tables, the Obama White House and congressional leaders are seriously considering a $25 user fee as part of the debt relief package. Much of the discussion has flown under the radar under the guise of attacking corporate aircraft. HAI President Matt Sicaro joined leaders of the major aviation associations in Washington in sending a letter to every U.S. senator and member of Congress on this important issue, which would create an expensive new federal collection bureaucracy funded on the backs of general aviation operators in the name of deficit reduction. HAI needs you to contact your House member and your two senators today by phone and email and asked to speak with the aviation or transportation staffer, unquote. TSA Administrator John Pistol announced Wednesday that the agency will begin installing new software on its millimeter wave advanced imaging technology scanners at airport checkpoints, making upgrades designed to enhance privacy by eliminating passenger-specific body images. The new software, also referred to as automated target recognition, will display items that could pose a potential threat using a generic outline of a person for all passengers. In the coming months, TSA says it will install the software upgrade on all currently deployed millimeter wave imaging technology units at airports nationwide. Currently, there are nearly 500 imaging technology units at 78 airports in the U.S., with additional units planned for deployment this year. Still ahead, American Airlines buys its first non-Boeing aircraft in 15 years. American Eagle will be shed from the parent company one way or another. And honoring civilian heroes, 93 cents at a time. You are listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 21st. I'm Paul Plagg. At the Paris Air Show last month, Airbus announced new orders for 660 of its re-engined A320neo. Analysts suggested the startling order total could convince Boeing not to wait for an all-new 737 and re-engine its own single-aisle sales leader as an interim step. Now, added pressure has come from American Airlines. American, which hasn't bought anything but Boeing for the last 15 years, has announced an order for as many as 260 Airbus A320s and 300 Boeing next-gen 737s, but only if at least 100 of those 737s have newer, more efficient engine options. The Boeing Board of Directors has not yet approved the new engine option, but CFM International has reportedly found a way to make its LeapX engine fit under the wing of a 737, which offers very little margin for ground clearance. AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines, announced Wednesday its intent to move forward with the divestiture of AMR Eagle Holding Corporation, expected to take the form of a spin-off of American Eagle stock to the shareholders of AMR. AMR Chairman and CEO Gerard Arpey explained, quote, "Strategically for AMR, it would be beneficial, as we could, over time, diversify our regional feed with additional regional airlines to ensure we have access to the most competitive rates and service. A divestiture could provide Eagle an opportunity to vie for business of other mainline carriers and allow the carrier to grow. I'm proud of the accomplishments of American and Eagle as a combined group of companies under AMR for the past 26 years, and I look forward to their future independent successes," unquote. A specific time frame for the divestiture has not been announced. The company currently envisions a spinoff, but adds it remains open to other options, including an outright sale of American Eagle. The first indigenous general aviation airplane to be developed and built in South Korea has been introduced by KAI, Korea Aerospace Industries. The Sydney Morning Herald is among media reporting that the plane is the first non-military aircraft to be developed by South Korea, which has become the 28th nation to develop and build a GA airplane. KAI already builds a line of primary and supersonic trainers, multi-role fighters, tankers, and military helicopters. KAI claims the plane, dubbed the Narayan, will have a top speed of over 200 knots and a range of about 970 nautical miles. Pending approval of a bilateral aviation safety agreement with the FAA, the plane will also be imported into the U.S. The price is not yet firm, but is expected to come in around $560,000 U.S. And finally today, the actions of passengers of United Airlines Flight 93 on September 11, 2001, are credited with thwarting a fourth terrorist airliner attack that day, but it cost them their lives. They are remembered in a light usually reserved for fallen military heroes. The Flight 93 Memorial Task Force wants to make sure they have a memorial to match. The group envisions a reserved space for contemplation overlooking the field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 crashed, claiming the lives of 40 passengers and crew members. The design has seen its share of controversy. Not all landowners in the area have been sympathetic, and not everyone liked the design, which will feature 40 slabs of polished stone inscribed with the names of the victims. The Cleveland, Ohio plane dealer notes that it's the only major 9/11 tribute without enough money to complete construction, but the group hopes the opening of its first phase in time for the 10th anniversary of the attacks will provide a boost to fundraising efforts. So far, $46 million of the needed $62 million has been raised. The Halo Foundation, based in Kansas City, Missouri, is working to raise some of the needed funds through a campaign called 93 Cents for Flight 93. The National Park Foundation is also campaigning to complete the memorial. In her frequent visits to schools in her area, Sharon Dietrich of Akron, Ohio, the only Ohio member of the Flight 93 Memorial Task Force, encourages students to participate in the 93 Cents campaign, and not by simply asking their parents for money. Instead, she tells them, quote, they can come up with a group effort to raise money or contribute with individual sacrifices like giving up the purchase of candy, a beverage, or an iTunes, unquote. So far, her efforts have brought in over $50,000 in donations from students, 93 cents at a time. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.